Our speaker this morning is Mark Turnage. Pronouns are he, him, his, has been registrar and office manager for Iowa Safe Schools since 2014. He supports the Academy of Online Classes, the annual Iowa Governors Conference for LGBTQ youth, as well as other safe school programs. Mark graduated from UNI with an emphasis in film studies and creative writing, and has been involved in the community, in community events, advocacy-related fundraising since moving to Des Moines in 2011. The son of two teachers, Mark has experience in both education and empowering youth expression. As the fall play director at Pleasantville High School, I don't know where Pleasantville is. It must be a really small school. I didn't look it up. Mark is also provides audio technical support to high school and statewide entertainment and athletic programs, and partnering with local LGBTQ organizations, charities, and venues to promote the work of Iowa Safe Schools. You can always find Mark curating his comic book collection, typing up a movie review for the FFBC newsletter, which I personally do enjoy, and I've found movies that I'm like, wow, I guess I'll watch that. Or some that I don't want to watch. Horror, I don't watch those. Or writing the next great Batman story. Please join me in welcoming Mark Turnage.
Well, first, thank you here for the students today for all your hard work and determination. On top of facing the challenges unique to us as members of the LGBTQ community, you also had to navigate a global pandemic, and that feat should not go unrecognized. Well, as Byron said, my name is Mark Turnage, and I've been the Secretary Registrar for Iowa Safe Schools since 2014. My road to a career with Iowa Safe Schools was not easy or immediately obvious, but I believe that an intrinsic part of being queer is the ability to adapt, create, and overcome. In the 2018, I had been out of college for 6 years, and I was struggling to find direction in my life. I didn't really see college as a time to start over or expand socially. And while I eventually made peace with coming out and accepting myself as a gay man late in my college years, I didn't take advantage of the LGBT groups on campus and mostly kept to myself, having lost a considerable chunk of friends after coming out during my junior year. With the advent of internet publishing and the downsizing of print media, my original post-college plan to become a film critic for a major publication while writing fiction on the side was becoming a pipe dream. I had shuffled through jobs I wasn't really passionate about and weren't great for me, but they were needed to get by. Some of them included a morning radio programmer for a station that regularly aired Focus on the Family, selling insurance door-to-door for commission earnings only, late-stage home mortgage collections, and a work atmosphere that encouraged bullying and lack of empathy, and the hardest job to leave, a video rental store controlled by a homophobic district manager I only needed to see once a month, but who made certain to single me out with his own brand of smarmy Iowa nice every visit. I was barely making it during those first few years after moving to Des Moines in 2011, and moving back to my hometown to live with my parents was a very real possibility. At the time, I didn't have much hope for Des Moines, and I didn't really have much hope for me. My parents were both band directors. Mom was elementary and dad was high school. And they were both part of the state teachers union, ISEA. I was extremely lucky to be blessed with a supportive family. When I came out to my parents in 2006 in a Nebraska Super 8 hotel room on the way back from a Christian summer camp in the Rocky Mountains, their main concern wasn't that I was gay, but that I was being responsible with my health. In the years that followed, my struggles with depression and hostile work environments were issues that my parents saw but weren't really sure how to help. Yet they were beginning to understand their son as a gay man instead of a straight one. As regular subscribers of the ISEA newsletter, they saw a job opening for an administrative assistant with an anti-bullying LGBT nonprofit, Iowa Safe Schools, that occupied an office in their headquarters downtown, and my parents encouraged me to pursue it. At the time, it felt like any other random opportunity that I'd had before. Nothing special on paper. Sure, I had to deal with bullies of my own in high school, but it wasn't for my sexuality. It was because I was too unathletic, too skinny, too clumsy. And I remembered how their words made me feel. The social opportunities and spaces I abandoned because I was bullied out of them. working for an organization like this, at least this way, I can make a difference. So other kids wouldn't have to feel the same way I felt then. I took the job, and 8 years later, my roles and responsibilities have evolved in ways that I never could have pictured at the time. It does get better, just not in the ways that you expect. All students need a safe and supportive learning environment to succeed. Unfortunately, bullying, harassment, and discrimination against LGBTQ students occurs all too often in our schools. In a recent Trevor Project survey, 82% of transgender youth reported that they feel unsafe at school, and 74.1% of LGBTQ students were verbally bullied in the past year because of their orientation. As these students face verbal and physical harassment, educators, policymakers, parents, and other students are often hindered by a lack of effective resources or recourse. And that's where Iowa Safe Schools comes in. We provide comprehensive support, victim services, resources, and events for LGBTQ and allied youth. Serving over 5,000 students annually in all 99 counties, Iowa Safe Schools is the largest LGBTQ youth-serving organization in the Midwest. So how did we get here? Founded in 2002 as the GLBT Youth in Iowa Task Force, which kind of makes us sound like the X-Men, doesn't it? Iowa Safe Schools began by hosting community forums across the state and talking to leaders about the importance of protecting all students. These forums led to movements in many Iowa communities to pass protections against discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity. In 2007, Iowa became the 10th state in the nation to pass a comprehensive safe schools law that protects all students. Included with the safe schools law was the extension of the civil rights law, which protects LGBTQ school staff members from discrimination. At the time, Governor Culver, Lieutenant Governor Judge, and other legislative leaders made historic passage of these laws a reality. But the fight for the safe schools law was not an easy battle. After years lobbying in the Iowa legislature to pass this important bill, Governor Culver and Lieutenant Governor Judge made it a priority in their first 2 months in office to pass. With their help and that of floor manager State Representative Roger Wendt and State Senator Mike Connolly, the safe schools law became a reality. The bipartisan vote on SF 61 made protecting students in schools not only an ethical, professional, and moral obligation, but a legal one. Iowa Safe Schools was a staff of two until 2016, when the organization secured grant money to hire two more employees. Since that time, Iowa Safe Schools has ranged from 4 to 8 employees on staff, specializing in different areas that benefit LGBTQ youth. Iowa Safe Schools addresses the issues facing LGBTQ students and their educators through three departments: public policy, education, and youth engagement. Our director of public policy, Damian Thompson, organizes our annual Spirit Awards honoring LGBTQ youth advocates and business professionals, and is a regular at the Capitol, working with legislators to lead the charge to finally ban conversion therapy in Iowa, strengthen anti-bullying protections, and to protect civil rights, amongst other initiatives. Iowa Safe Schools works tirelessly at the local, state, and federal levels to ensure that public policy is inclusive of LGBTQ youth. Damian also conducts interviews and TV spots with media outlets to get our message out about important events and response to legislation that impacts LGBTQ youth and legislators. Although this session has seen some setbacks where LGBTQ rights are concerned, we stand unequivocally with trans students in having the freedom to play the sport that they want on the team that they want. Your dignity matters. Our education department, consisting of myself, Director of Education Jordan Mix, and Director of Safe Schools Academy Hannah Smith, focuses on connecting teachers with the information and tools needed to aid their LGBTQ students. We accomplish this through several annual conferences, including the Trans Education Summit, partnerships with districts and area education agencies to provide comprehensive trainings, and through our Safe Schools Academy, an online catalog of 52 classes approved by the Iowa Board of Education for teacher license renewal. Most of my job responsibilities are providing transcripts, technical support, and course maintenance for the teachers taking courses in our academy. Our classes are taken by about 4,000 teachers a year. I also teach one of them, on LGBT representation in film. If you're not a teacher, not a problem. Anyone can take a Safe Schools Academy course as professional development. And while our main focus is the educational sphere and teachers, The majority of our classes can easily be applied to any professional setting. One of the things I'm passing around is one of our more recent projects, which is the high school edition of our school-wide pride guide. It's a curriculum kit that our education department developed that focuses exclusively on LGBT affirming lesson plans. But by far the most forward-facing element of our organization is our youth engagement team. Our executive director, Becky Smith, was formerly the head of youth engagement before she became ED in late 2020. The youth engagement team at Iowa Safe Schools serves LGBTQ students directly across Iowa and the greater Midwest. Our parent and family coordinator, Dana Van Renterham, meets with families and caretakers of LGBTQ students, providing them with materials from our free affirming resource library, literature and guidance on respecting queer identities, and connecting families to victim services when needed. Together with our new GSA coordinator, Hannah Mitchell, herself a participant in earlier Iowa Safe Schools programming, such as Pride Camp and the annual GSA Convention or GSA Con, they work with gender sexuality affirming groups across the state, both face-to-face and directly, and virtually, to offer networking opportunities, GSA sustainability and succession planning, and most of all, listening to the students' needs. During the 2021 to 2022 school year, our youth engagement team was able to visit over 50 GSAs while adjusting to pandemic life, a list that also includes some elementary groups. But the youth engagement event we're best known for is the Iowa Governor's Conference on LGBTQ Youth. Originally started under Governor Culver, some folks have pushed back on having the governor's name attached, understandably so. But it's become a badge of honor during times when the governor would prefer not to be associated with an event like ours. Held in a virtual format for the past 2 years and currently in its 18th year, our keynote speakers, Amy Schneider, transgender Jeopardy champion, and Kaylin Allen, YouTube personality and talk show host, were big hits with the nearly 800 students who attended from 2021 to 2022 through Zoom. Along with our annual drag queen workshop spotlighting local community entertainers, other workshops included a Parents of Transgender Teens panel, Knowing Your Rights as LGBTQ Students, featuring local legal experts, and finding affirming mental health care providers. Other ongoing projects include coordinating with PFLAG chapters in Sioux City, Oskaloosa, Cedar Rapids, and Mount Pleasant, building an index of affirming churches and youth groups statewide, and our upcoming Pride tailgate held June 11th from 12 to 4 p.m. in our office parking lot on 600 East Court Avenue. We will also be featuring screen printing with the Des Moines Art Center. But these are just some of the ways Iowa Safe Schools supports LGBTQ youth. The heart of this work, though, is in the experiences. Pinning a flag into a superhero cape for a student at the governor's conference. Hearing from a teacher who took an academy class that they see gender differently now. Seeing the gratitude of kids at Pride when we give them buttons that match their gender identity. Part of the joy in this job is seeing the kids who have asked for our help find success and in turn make the choice to help others. It's not an easy choice to make when you've been through so much in a state that at the moment doesn't seem the friendliest to those who are different. But it's why the mission of Iowa Safe Schools matters to me, to empower queer youth, advocate for their success, and show them that yes, there is hope for the future. Thank you.